friends and family.
Sorry about sharing a feast and cheer.
Could see your face again, not behind the screen at the other end.
If only we could party, kick back your boots, just let me
wish you Christmas time, things together.
It's all about family, it's all about TNC. What? It's all about family. Don't fret, don't sweat, you know what it is. We'll be together again.
We'll go together to be together. It's Christmas time once again, and you know how we'll begin. Spread love and receive blessings from above.
If only I could see your face again, not behind the screen of the other end. If only we could party, take back your wishes and me.
Wishing Christmas time together again.
Wishing Christmas time we'll be together again.
The new channel. The new channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the hosts, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Blessed New Year, everyone! Welcome to the new channel, Our Passion Transforms the Community, channel that sees all things new. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Streaming live from Parañaque City, the 4th District of the National Capital Region here in the Philippines. This is Master Coach A, and you are joining me for episode 42 of U-Turn here at the new channel, and we are now on season 3. Tonight's guest is the man from Pasig City, the husband of my guest last week, and he is also from Life Coach Philippines. Guests, friends, relatives, and to all our kindred coaches and tribe members, invite your friends right now as we dive into my guest tonight's love story, no other than Coach Sean De Hoya, here at the new channel, U-Turn, episode 42. Welcome back. This is Master Coach A for U-Turn here at the new channel. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. This is the first episode of U-Turn here at TNC on 2022. And tonight, I'm also having my first ever male guest, and no other than Coach Sean De Hoya, the man from Pasig City, the husband of Coach Tin De Hoya, last week guest. So, are you looking for a better way to get started with your year 2022? Are you one person who looking for the opportunity to get started with a bang, with a newness, with a freshness, like you're looking for a way that, you know, full of motivation, full of inspiration? Tonight's episode is something for you. U-Turn showcases stories that are inspirational and covers transforming life's events. And tonight, you will be experiencing how one love story transformed into a beautiful, lasting partnership in raising the next generation. When a man loves a woman, how do we keep the man faithful? How do we keep the man sacred in his vows? How do we keep the marriage lasting? How do we help the man mentally sane to fight temptation, to flee from temptation? Last week episode touches many lives, many women, many wives, many mothers. We remember the story of Coach Tin De Hoya, her growth, her transition from being a child, becoming a mother, and to the fullness of her womanhood. And in that episode, we look back and we remember the story of anger, pain, betrayal from infidelity. Tonight's guest is no other than her husband. And for the context, and just for the record, Coach Tin De Hoya and Coach Sean De Hoya is very much living together, building a happy home under one roof with two beautiful children. Tonight's episode is going to warm your heart with the truth, with the hope that everything can be new, can be brand new, that there could be new turns in our lives, that there can be transition in our lives, that there could be unfaithful events, there could be unexpected turn of situations in our lives. But just the same, love can allow us to believe again, to hope again. How do we walk back to love after betrayal? Oftentimes, we hear stories, versions of a woman, of a wife. Tonight, I'm going to showcase with you the version, the story, the behind the scene of what happens to a man. Tonight, I'd like to encourage all of you to bring in the man in the house, to bring in someone, tag someone who knows how to heal a woman's heart. Yep, maybe you know someone who's been into dysfunctional marriage, dysfunctional relationship, broken families, but they're able to get back together, they're able to work things out together. Or maybe you know someone who's working on their marriage. Or maybe you know someone who needs help. Tonight's episode is for that person. I'd like to encourage you to tag a friend, tag a loved one, tag someone whom you believe will be inspired, will be motivated, and will find hope, will dream again that we can walk back to love after all the pain, hatred, anger, and betrayal. Before I introduce my guest formally and allow him to share the space with me, I'd like to give you the gifts that you are going to be bringing home tonight. U-Turn is brought to you by Rise Up Creatives, the 21st century launchpad for content creators. And every week, our intention here is to help you rise up, be creative, be inspired, not just with the gifts that we showcase, not just with the gifts that we show you, but for you to believe that you deserve of a gift. So tonight, we're looking for people who are willing, able to be a good steward of the gifts that we are sharing with you. So let me share with you tonight's gifts amounting to over 40,000 pesos, and we're looking for 11 winners. First of the gift that we are sharing for tonight is the 5,000 pesos discount if you join us inside Life Coach Philippines. So why this is very special, Coach Tin De Hoya, Coach Sean De Hoya got back what they've lost through the years because of life coaching. And we would like you to see that life coaching is not just a platform to monetize your talent, not just a platform for you to help people, but it is a platform for you to get back to your original design, to your original love, to your original purpose, to your original calling. So our first day of the first bootcamp for 2022 is happening this Saturday. And if you are one person who wants to say yes to a fruitful life, a fruitful year, a brand new beginning, I'd like to invite you, join me inside Life Coach Philippines for the first day of the three-day bootcamp of the first certification class this year, 2022. Just get in touch with Coach Rizelle, 0917-586-1661. Next up, we're going to be giving 25 kilos of rice. Okay? Isang kaban to only one winner. So, we're looking for one winner who will win 25 kilos of rice. And to win this, all of you right now who's tagging your friends, calling your friends, your relatives, to win the 25 kilos of rice, we are looking for the person, the viewers joining us live right now to tag 25 father and child, father and son, father and daughter. So tag a father with a child, with a daughter, with a son. Okay, the first to complete 25 sets, 25 father and son wins the rice. Okay, next, we're also giving away 5 sets or 5 or 10 pairs. Okay, so we're going to have 3 winners of this, 5 sets of father and child Reba slippers. So this is a total of 10 pairs. We're looking for 10 pairs, okay, who will be handled, managed by one person. So if you are one person and you know 10 people, 5 fathers with a child, okay, or maybe it's your family, maybe your office you want to bless, okay, we're looking for 3 of you, okay, so we're going to give you 10 pairs of slippers. So a father and a child, a father and a daughter, a father and a son. And the way to win this is just to write the names of the father and the child. Next, we're giving away, okay, and we're looking for 6 winners, okay, 6 winners of 5,000 pesos cash to be delivered, to be released to you via GCash, okay? So 6 winners, okay? Now, to win the 5,000 cash, we want you to let us know if you are one person who's celebrating your birthday, your anniversary, any occasion in the family today. You might be also someone like me who's celebrating the death anniversary of a loved one. Today, tonight, is the 4th year death anniversary of my father. He died on January 5, 2018. It's been 4 years. Are you one person who's remembering something today, on this very day? What is that occasion? We're going to give you 5,000 pesos so you can celebrate it in the most meaningful way. For all of you joining, for all of you who wants to win the gift, hashtag gift on U-turn, hashtag U-turn on TNC. For those who wants to win the slippers, you add the hashtag slippers and you write the 25 pairs of the people that you would like to be invited here in tonight's episode. For those of you who wants to win, let me repeat that. For those of you who wants to win the 25 kilos of rice, okay, hashtag rice, and then you give the 25 sets of father and daughter or father and son. For those of you who wants to win the slippers, hashtag slippers, and you give the name of the 5 sets or 10 names of a father and son, father and daughter. We're looking for 3 winners. And for those of you who wants to win the cash, hashtag today. hashtag today. So hashtag gift on U-turn, hashtag U-turn on TNC, hashtag today, and let us know what you are celebrating, what you are commemorating today. Okay? So why do we give you the gifts? Once again, we would like you to rise up, be creative, and be a good steward of every gifts that you receive. I know that when you receive the gifts, you will be celebrating not only for yourself, but the people you love. And so for tonight, we are looking for a total of 11 winners. Don't keep us a secret. Whatever you enjoy inside U-turn, whatever you enjoy during the show, help us reach more people. The sleepers, the rice, the money is intended for us to reach out for more people who needs inspiration, who needs motivation. And specifically for tonight, we're looking for people to be inspired, to be motivated, and to find hope that you can walk back to love despite and in spite of the many challenges that happens in your marriage, in your relationship. How do we walk back to love after all the negative emotions, after all the hatred, after all the mishap, after all the anger? Let me call on stage, let me call on space, let me call on now on the digital space. Let's all welcome on U-turn, episode 42, no other than Coach John Dihoya, the man from Pasig City, from Life Coach Philippines.
Coach John? Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us live this wonderful evening. It's a Wednesday. Maraming po salamat, Master Coach A, for inviting me to be part of this wonderful and transformational show. Last week, it's Coach Tin, and now it's me. So I'm excited. Excited to be part of this, and excited to be able to share to other people, and also to the men out there. Kung may mga, the people who's watching, sharing my story, and how is it that we can move forward and really just enjoying life and being there, being in the space, and having that experience and transformation. So excited, Master Coach A. Super excited.
Ready? Let's get started, Coach Sean.
Ready.
Okay, U-turn is?
U-turn is integration. That's what I've shared. It's integration for me because I've realized, you know, at times, me specifically, so I've worked in the corporate world for 14 years, and most of my life is focused on work. I have this mindset, and maybe for most of the men out there, that when you provide to the family, it's financial. You provide financially. And, you know, the 14 years, I was able to do that very successful. But I've realized that there are something missing in my life, something missing in my space, something missing that you can't explain. Like, you know, everything is successful.
You know, you're there.
Successful in your career. Yeah. You're very successful,
you know, it's
in your
there,
career.
But you cannot find what is it. You cannot put a name to it.
Yeah. Cannot put a name into it. And I thought that life for me is about work. That's why I said integration. Because I realized that the more that I do it, I focus my time in my work, I tend to forget the reason why I work, which is my family. And that's what integration for me is, that at the end of the day, you don't need to succumb yourself to just working. There's the other side of it. And what you shared a while ago, we get to lose sight of the family. And because of that missing piece that you're trying to look for, you would do things, bad decisions. You would make decisions that, you know, eventually would allow you to be in a space where you experience guilt, you experience shame. And these are the things that I've realized. And as you shared a while ago, Master, life coaching has changed me there. It changed me into a way that it allowed me to integrate my work and my life, that at the end of the day, you are the same person. But the question there is, who are you? Who is the person alive here right now? Are you the person who's working? Are you the person who's with your family? And the more that I integrate those two, the more that I understood, the more that I realized how important it is for us to go back to who we are, which is the values that we have. it makes the journey far, far better. So that for me, U-turn is really integration.
Okay. Coach John, I'm going to go back to the very first day you met life coaching. The first, very, very first day. Okay. So how was it? Can you remember that day? I could remember specifically that day. Could you just like allow us to just remember that? Because you're going to be a life coach almost 4 years. Okay.
Yes.
In a few months, you're going to be turning and celebrating your anniversary, fourth year anniversary as a life coach. You've been very active. You and Coach Tin has been active. You've been serving, and you are one, you as a couple coach, we call you as a couple coach, is really the familiar face of Life Coach Philippines. And I want to, let's just go back, because life coaching is not for you to begin with, right? This is for Coach Tin. And you would always say that mabuti kang asawa at mabuting driver during the time. So allow me to just share with our audience, go back to that moment. What was that moment, Coach John?
Yeah.
How was that day?
So backdrop, I've been trying to understand and figure out what is it that I wanted to do. And it's funny, right? Because I've been exploring of what is it that I can invest on for me to be able to fulfill something, which is one of the things that I wanted to do is to be a motivational speaker. So I've invested, I made a decision, I talked to Coach Tin about it, and I made the decision that I'm going to invest in John Maxwell. So for those of you, maybe you know John Maxwell, my plan is to get certified, go to the US, get the certification and what have you. And Coach Tin was in that space in which she's wanting a career shift. So being a loving husband and a very good driver, Coach Tin was looking for a life coach certification, and she was able to see a friend of hers, which is certified, in Dicap Copper Republic in Life Coach Philippines. So we went there. My wife told me, hey, let's go and visit and so on. I said, okay, let's do that. And the first thing that, I went there, we attended one of your class, Master, I think it was a Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, was it a Thursday or a Tuesday? We attended one of the class, and I attended your class, and I had a handful of realizations in a one-hour conversation. And eventually, that kind of triggered something in me that for me to be able to do the things that I want to do, I saw that the opportunity for life coaching. And I wasn't fully decided yet. I think it was around more than 2 weeks that we attended the class. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because during those time, I was an arrogant little person. So yabang eh, alam mo yun. When I came there, if I can remember correctly, and Coach Rizal would be able to share this, yabang pa eh, parang alam ko na lahat eh. I know everything. So I felt that I didn't need it. But as I continue to attend those classes that you were conducting, Master, that kind of allowed me to realize that this is a good option. And what's funny is during the time when I was deciding, I talked to our SVP, our Senior Vice President, because he was a John Maxwell certified. And I asked him, is it worth the investment? Is it worth the investment to get certified by John Maxwell? And he told me that if you are in the latter part of your life and you're looking for just exploring new horizons, then you can. But early on in your your age, then find something else. And I remember having a conversation with you, Master. There's a difference between motivation and inspiration. Motivation would require for you to be able to follow someone and look at someone and continuously motivated to be the person, that person. But inspiration is you. Inspiration is what you want to be. It's what you're fighting for. It's what's your mission. It's what's your purpose. And that kind of reminded me of the value. If you want to empower people, help people become who they are born to be, rather than help them become you or someone who they look up to. And I realized that, and I reflected on that. And, I'm not a prayerful guy. I don't pray a lot. But during those times, Master, there was no budget. Like, the budget that we have is Coach Tin for her to get certified. And I didn't have the budget because my plan was next year. And yeah. Life coaching for me is divine. I prayed for that. I told I prayed for it, and I told God that, hey, if this is the path for me, then just give me the money. Then no questions asked, I would invest and I will move forward. Wow. And it's funny because we've been trying to sell a car that I had, which
for the longest time,
more than a about a year, because I'm the person who likes to modify cars, you know, fix them and so on, and resell it. And this car, we're not able to sell it. And after that prayer, about a week or so, the car was sold. So I had money to invest on the training. And that for me is a reminder of, you know, how God would just allow you to set the path, and a reminder for me of how wonderful it is, because life coaching for me, that has really changed my life. I'm going to be fourth year in the profession by May. And it's just a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling where you get better. You become a better person. You become a better husband. You become a better son. And you become a better person in general. So that's a story. Transformational, life-changing, and it's really divine.
Okay. That was a beautiful story, that the beautiful picture that we will always go back. But one thing that I would always have a vivid picture of you is when I made you angry and cried during the certification class. Walk me back, okay, and share. Let's put that backdrop, because here you are, you're very excited, okay? So just to put a context, okay, if you are a John Maxwell certified person, we're not putting down John Maxwell versus Life Coach Philippines or life coaching. What we're saying here is that this man, okay, and kudos to the boss, kudos to the man who truthfully, okay, he's a John Maxwell certified. And this is one thing that I told Coach Sean, that, you know what, you have been blessed with a lot of people who speaks life and truthfulness into your life, okay? Yes. So a lot of people, Coach Sean, would, you know, if you are John Maxwell certified, would just go become a John Maxwell certified. Or if you're a life coach, go for life coaching. But one thing that I'd like to say, okay, here's the thing, okay? I want to put a context to that. The man who's spoken with Coach Sean have truly seen what this man needed at that moment in time. And during that time, Coach Sean is out of an affair. Just to put the background, okay, we're going to talk about the affair thing. We're going to talk about the infidelity. We'll talk about the love thing on the second part of the show. But I want you to know that when I met the couple, they were already recovering. Yeah. They were already starting to build their life together. They were joyful. They were happy. But it kind of a surprise, because during the certification class, there was so much anger. There was so much pain that was released. And I want to give Coach Sean the permission tonight to share before you that feelings, that emotion. Because sometimes, okay, we have this thing that, you know, when we make a decision, we think that it's going to be a walk in the park, okay? Yeah. So imagine a man like having, come on, okay, I'm going to be doing this with my wife. Okay, I got a very good advice. I'm going to be doing with this with my wife. You know, he talks about the miracle that I sold the car. We got the provision. Here comes the class, and he got super mad with me, with the class. I don't know. I'm going to give him the permission to share with you that one moment. Take it away, Coach Sean.
Yeah. Well, during the class, I think it's day one or day two. Yeah. There was a conversation, and I've realized something, and one of the things that I've realized is, the time that Master Coach Chase has asked question, you know, the questions that's being asked in life coaching, it's simple, but you think it's simple, but when you start to reflect on it and you start to understand it, you really come into a space where you realize the truth. And there are some times in which you have this belief, you use this belief to move you away from an experience. And during that time, one of the things that I've asked, Master Coach, I think, asked is, this was what's with my father. And, you know, I thought that I'm okay with my father. I thought that everything was well. But when Master Coach asked me that question, I was like, I was like, oh, not there anymore. I was super angry and so on. Because she allowed me to realize the things that I have been running away from. And I realized that I also have a father issues. You know, I had tatay issues. And these are the things that I've been looking towards to. I've been looking for to get filled. And I thought that's not something that I'm feeling. But it was something that really allowed me to see that in perspective. And it's funny because I never really had a moment to which I paused and reflected on it and understand it. But when that happened, that really opened up the door and allowed me to see things in perspective, to see things that, oo nga pala, may issue pala akong ganun, and I needed to work on that. So that one, I also realized that my wife is not normal and I have a family who's not normal. And you know, these are the things that if I was just running my normal routine every single day, yeah, doing work in my life, I wouldn't be able to reflect on that, think about that. And that is something that allowed me to really reflect on. I got angry because it's the truth. Sabi nga nila, kung hindi naman totoo, dapat di ka naman magagalit eh. And yes. I accepted that. I realized, oh nga, no. And that is something that I needed to work on. I needed to move forward with. I needed, yes, to make sure that I overcome that because it's also affecting the way that I'm helping my children and the way that I'm interacting with my spouse. And those realizations allowed me to open up those doors. And after that one, well, I got hooked and I continue to invest on my learning and development. So, yun, Master.
Thank you.
I can remember.
Yeah, very well. So, I want to paint a picture. We're going to go on a break. And for those of you who wants to invite the man in the house, the man whom you want to inspire and motivate today, tonight, okay? Not just with Coach Sean's story, but the transition, the transformation, and the countless of U-turns that brought him and his wife to where they are today. As we pause for a break, I'd like to encourage you to tag them. That's the very reason why the rice, the 25 kilos of rice, goes to the person who can tag 25 fathers, 25 sons, okay, with a father. A father, a 25 father with a daughter, with a son, 25 heirs. Let's bring in the people. For the record, we did not suggest and we do not say that philandering, womanizing, having a mistress is right. But tonight, I want everyone to come in the posture of what's behind the scene. And in each and every one of us who sees broken marriages, in a corner of our hearts, we want restoration. We want reconciliation. We want things not just to patch up, but things to be resolved. And I truly believe that Coach Sean will truly give you some nuggets, some insights, some thoughts to reflect on for you to walk back to love. We're looking for 6 winners to receive 5,000 pesos cash tonight. And we want to give it to the person who is remembering, celebrating something tonight, today, the 5th of January, 2022. Be it a birthday, be it anniversary, death anniversary, wedding anniversary, whatever it is that you are celebrating today, let us know so we can celebrate with you and we can give you a way to celebrate it in a more meaningful way. We're going to be coming back after the break, and I look forward seeing the man in the house, the man in the family, live joining us tonight here at U-Turn at TNC. Let's take a break. Thank you.
U-turn is healing.
U-turn is a gift. U-turn means a new beginning, turning to God for a new life story.
U-turn is breakthrough.
U-turn is a comeback.
U-turn is forgiveness, so you can begin again.
U-turn is love.
U-turn is a breakthrough.
U-turn for me is transition.
U-turn for me is regain.
U-turn is original passion.
U-turn is integration.
U-turn is shift.
U-turn is freedom.
U-turn is restoration.
U-turn is to make it right.
Owner, are you overwhelmed by the need to post beautiful, engaging content every single day? Are you left wondering what to write? Tired of scrolling through stock photos that all start to look the same? Confused by complicated graphic design programs? Rise Up Creatives is here to help. Each month, we give you everything you need to create 31 days of social media content in just 5 minutes a day. Customizable captions, curated lifestyle photos, a drag-and-drop graphic design tool, and the ability to post directly to your social media accounts. No one else empowers you with these four resources all in one place. Each month, we help you plan your social media calendar by providing you with 31 image themes and customizable captions so you can quickly and easily create engaging content and grow your following. Simply select the image that works best for your feed or story. Then, copy the caption and customize it to fit your audience. 5 minutes a day. It's that quick. Plus, you'll absolutely love our drag-and-drop graphic design tool. Start from scratch or choose one of our beautiful templates to fit your unique brand. When you're ready to export your design, you can download, email, or post directly to your social media accounts. Here's the truth. Our world needs what you have to offer. Don't let technology or procrastination hold you back. Rise Up Creatives is more than an online resource. We're a community helping you overcome your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals. We're here to help you rise up and be creative.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, the most festive season of 2021. You and I are really expectant of what's next this holiday season. And so I'd like to send you from U-Turn family a merry, merry, merry Christmas greetings with love and prayer that this year's Christmas is going to be your best ever. Remember to give someone a smile because your smile can truly make a difference. Once again, this is Master Coach A from U-Turn. Welcome back. We are looking for 5,000 pesos GCash winners at this moment in time. And just to remind you, we are disqualifying those who are spamming our comment section. Maraming pong salamat for joining us tonight. But I would like also to encourage everyone to be a good steward and to be respectful of the space. To win the 5,000 pesos GCash tonight, we're looking for someone, we're looking for 6 winners, we're looking for people, we're looking to bless 6 individuals who are celebrating, commemorating something today, January 5, 2022. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not last week. Let's respect the rule. The rule is, if you are celebrating your birthday today, you're celebrating an anniversary, wedding anniversary, death anniversary today of a loved one, you are celebrating probably christening, whatever events in the family today, and you can give us a proof that it's today, you're going to win 5,000 pesos. Hashtag gift on U-Turn. Hashtag U-Turn on TNC. Hashtag today. You have to include the 3 hashtags. You don't have to repeat your entries. You don't have to keep sending it because right now we've got our community managers, we've got our supporters, we've got our admin looking into all your messages. Maraming pong salamat. For those of you who wants to win the slippers, we have the first winner. Okay, we are giving away 3 sets of 10 pairs. And the first set, 10 pairs of slippers, Reva slippers, goes to Coach Nords from the North. So congratulations, Coach Nords. You got the first set of the 10 pairs of slippers. And we're still looking for 2 more winners. Hashtag gift on U-Turn. Hashtag U-Turn on TNC. Hashtag slippers. And share with us 5 father and son, father and daughter tandem in the chat box. Okay? And we're still looking for the winner of our 25 kilos rice. Okay, a sack of 25 kilos rice. And all you need to do is to tag 25 father and son, father and daughter in the chat box or in the comment below. Let me call back on the digital space. And right now, we're going to dive into that love life portion. On the first part, we talk about his career. We talk about the backdrop of where he is today. A coach of 4 years, a couple coach, a servant, a minister, a father, a husband, a worker. What about his love life? Let's call back on screen Coach Sean DiHoya. Coach Sean?
Yay! My love life. Oh, it's a...
Love life! Makulay ang love life.
I say it's ano, pang telenovela. Ayan ang love life.
Absolutely.
It's, how do I say it? You know, I've grown up in a space in which my mom took care of me. I'm from LA, by the way. That's Legazpi Albay, not Los Angeles, California. LA, the one that has the Mayon volcano. And I've grown up in a space in which my mom took care of me. So I didn't really have that father figure, as I've shared a while ago. Yeah. Kaya nga nagalit ako kay Coach Anon. I didn't have that. So as I journey along, I had a family early, very early. I was 19 years old. Coach Tin and myself, we've journeyed early on in being a parent and also being husbands and wife. And if you ever experience a time in which you're trying to fill a gap in your life or in your heart, the tendency is, for me anyway, I tend to look for other avenues for me to fill that. Either, yes, you know, one of the things that I would do is I would drink with friends. I would go to other ways for me to be able to fill that. And one of the things that I did do, and I'm not very proud of it, is having different relationship with other women. And this was during the time in which, alam mo yun, akala mo masama kang tao, which I'm not saying that you should do it. Please don't do it. Please don't pilander. But I realized that for me to be able to feel that, I needed to explore other options, which I thought that would help me a lot. And as I journeyed along, I made bad decisions. Like there are a lot of bad decisions that I make in our marriage. The pilandering also is, that is the biggest thing. That's the reason why, you know, Coach Tina shared last week about the hurt. Because that's something that I would have hoped that I didn't do it. I had this guilt. I had this shame. I have all of these negative feelings. And you might say, when you are in a space in which your heart is matigas.
Hardened.
Hardened. Thank you, Master. Your heart is hardened. That you just focus on what you think is right for you. But as you go along in making those decisions, it puts you in a space of, you would ask yourself, is this really for me? Is this really the solution that I have? Is this really something that would fulfill that? And when I became a life coach, I realized how valuable it is for us to be able to understand the reasons why we do what we do. I understood, why is it that I'm making such decision? But it's not an overnight thing. It's a journey on which, because I'm going to be defensive, right? I'm going to be able to explain or defend what I did, because, you know, that's natural of us. But I've realized how important it is for us to be able to acknowledge that, hey, we didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. I made decisions that hurt my wife, hurt my kids. I remember a time in which my daughter went to church praying for us because we were in the brink of separation. And that's not just a one-time deal. It's a multiple times. And I'm the type of person that really don't care. Like that's how I'm how I think of things. But when I became a certified life coach, I learned and how important it is for me to be able to change that, because my kids will experience this and I will pass that down to the generations. And that one is really a game changer for me. It allowed me to see things in a different perspective. It allowed me to open up my heart more, understand people more, and allowed me to see things that I didn't see. And that is where life coaching made me open up. And Master Coach A, by the way, is my coach. And we've been journeying. Like this last year, quarter four, I've invested on a coaching program that would allow me to finally get clarity on what is it that I really wanted to do in life. Understand my values. Because those things, I thought my values is something that I'm moving towards with, but I realized it's just a way for me to avoid an experience. One of my values is family, but I realized that the family value that I have is moving away from an experience, because I don't want to quarrel with other people. I don't want to have this disagreement and so on. So when I think of that family, I was like, okay, it's okay. You know, let's just deal with that and so on. So that for me has been an experience. And I hope that I've learned this early on. I hope that I was able to have a deeper understanding of this early on. Before I was blaming my dad for all of the experiences that I have because I didn't have a father who could guide me. But I've learned that I was in control. I am in control. And I didn't need to be a victim. I needed just to accept that, hey, this is my reality right now. But that doesn't mean it's my reality in the future. It means that I can still change. I can do something better. So that one is an eye-opener. You know, for men out there, we can at times we make decisions based on what our emotions is. But if we really just pause and think about whatever we will do, whatever we will decide on, it allows us to be more intentional about the kind of results and the kind of relationship we want. And that for me really changed it, Master. It allowed me to enjoy life more. It allowed me to be appreciative of life more. It allowed me to see that simplicity, life can be simple if we choose to make that change. And life has been so much better for me, so much better My wife, for my kids. And that is something possible. That it's possible. I mean, you know, one of the things that Master Coach and I'm working on is for me to be able to express my emotions because I'm not able to put words in it. But it's a wonderful feeling. Like, I'm able to cry now.
Yeah, something congratulations.
That, yeah, it's something that people, not a lot of men would be able to do. But I've realized how important it is for us to be able to just let it all out because it makes us more human. It makes us truly human. And that's what I wanted to do as well, that for the men out there, that bring out the human side in you. You know, have conversations.
Absolutely. Thank you. Coach John, maybe there's a lot of people right now watching, okay, fathers, for all the brave men joining us live tonight. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. You are joining us live right now here at U-Turn at the New Channel. And in case you are joining us for the first time, this is the first time that you're watching a show here at TNC. TNC is a live stream platform of online shows for people on the go. Please watch all the shows as you can see on the screen right now. But more than that, I encourage you to imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. U-Turn comes every Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can watch live, like what you're doing today, or you can watch on a replay via Facebook or YouTube. Follow us on IG, listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search the hashtag TNC Now. And for sponsorship, if you want to be a channel of blessing and be part of what we're doing here at U-Turn and another show as well, please email now@thenewchannel.com or send us a direct message. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them for you. And I know at this moment in time, the men in the house watching is gaining a lot of insights. Coach John, there are also mothers, there are also wives watching right now, cheering on. And if you have questions for Coach John, you can leave it in the comment and Coach John will get back to you. Okay. So everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being part of what we're doing in U-Turn. And tonight, we would like to give you the opportunity to ask questions, to express your emotion, to express your thoughts, and be part of a family transformation. You might be one decision away to make that U-turn for your family, for someone you know. You might be here today, you might be joining us tonight, and your family is perfect. But you know, just like what Coach John said earlier in the show, something is missing and something, you can feel that something is causing a void in your heart. Drop a message directly to Coach John. Drop a comments below. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know your insights for tonight. Hashtag your ROI. Allow us to converse with you. Coach John will do that after the show. But Coach John, a wife is watching tonight. And I'm sure one of the things that we enjoyed listening from you and Coach Tien is how, you know, how the transition, how the U-turn happens. But a wife is watching tonight. What would it take for a man to decide to go back? No sound, Coach Sean? Naka-unmute ka ata, Coach Sean.
Sorry. Go. What I was about to say is don't let go. Like, hang on.
Hold the rope. Hold the rope.
For your husband. And one of the things that I've learned is really the importance of why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. One of the things that I've learned is when the wife really is there to start making change as well, because there are some situations in which both of you don't understand each other, right? There are different words that's being used, the different ways of expectations, what have you. And as you continue along, if you want to keep the marriage strong, just continue on in being the, as I've said, suitable helper. And when I say suitable helper, it's constantly helping your husband to be better. Constantly helping your husband to bring out the best in them. Because, and it's not a one-way thing. Like, the husband will just change. The wife needs to change as well. The wife needs to understand, you know, how they respond, how they react, how they see things, and so on. And the more that you're able to understand each other, the more that you're able to understand yourself, the better it is for you to strengthen the relationship. For me, specifically, the constant reminder that I have is I have kids. And I want to be able to create a better life for my kids. And I can't be doing whatever that I'm doing right now. So the wives out there, support us. We're not bad people. We just don't know any better. But as you continue along in supporting your husband, continue having a objective conversation, you know, not blaming each other, but focusing on, okay, this is what I feel. This is where things are right now. How can we make, you know, things work? Because during the time in which I was about to part ways with my wife, I was reminded of how important a reminder of the kids are, because I don't want them to get separated. I don't want them to experience the kind of experience that I have with my father, because my father is also have their own family. You know, it's not my mom. So I want to end that. I want to end that kind of generation curse, and that one for me is an eye opener. So, you know, just don't let go. Hang on. If you need help, you know, let us know. Help is available. Life Coach Philippines is here to help you, and you can change if you want to. It's not an overnight thing. It takes time, but I tell you, when you're able to do it, it's just a joyful experience, and I can't express us that more yet, but it's a beautiful thing. Like, you know that things are going to be better.
Thank you, Coach Sean. And very clearly you said, hold the rope. Hold the rope. And becoming a suitable helper does not only mean you clean the house, you serve the husband, you do the chores, don't do the laundry. Being a suitable helper means you hold the rope, no matter what happened. Congratulations to the winner of our 25-kilo rice, okay? Our sack of 25 kilos rice goes to Rog Galas. Yeah. Coach Rog, congratulations. All right, so to all the winners that we're still validating right now, we're going to announce it right after the show. But at this moment in time, allow us to thank the supporters, the friends and supporters of Coach Sean, who made all these gifts available for you with Coach Sean and the rest of the people here at Life Coach Philippines, at Rise Up Creatives, and also at U-Turn. So let's flash that. Thank you so much, Coach Sean. I think it's about time that you mentioned their names. And truly, marami pong salamat the people who donated, who give a portion. You know, the donation is donating a portion of their heart. So let's flash that direct. Let's thank the supporters, the people. Yeah, Pochon?
Yeah, we just like to thank you for, if you're watching, to all of the my Rotary Club of Parañaque East family. Those are the people and my friends and supporters who continue to, you know, bless me and also bless the space as well with their with their blessings. Yan for past President Rene Aquino, past President Ariel De La Cruz, past President Bobot Ramos, past President Alex T, past President my father George Dihoya, past President Kong Ces Sarmento. Retirean Gilbert Villapando, Retirean Admin Boston Chantes, and President of Rotary Club of Parañaque East, Kiko Africa, and all of the RCPE members in there who continue to support me. Maraming salamat for your heart and generosity. You're able to bless the space. Thank you.
Yeah, marami pong salamat. Coach John has been mentioning about Life Coach Philippines, and let me take this moment to invite all of you to be part of what we're doing inside Life Coach Philippines to get certified to be a professional service provider. Like me and Coach John, we cannot give what we do not have. And the first beneficiary of the learnings, of the tools, of the lifestyles, of the training is actually us. And this is the person, this is like the person who we are becoming. That person who we are becoming is the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves and to our family. And Coach John, maraming salamat. Thank you for sharing your story. You've been very grateful to Life Coach Philippines. You've been very grateful for the life coaching as a platform. And I know that a lot of people are watching right now, and we'll be connecting with you. And I think at this moment in time, we can give them also additional gift that if they're interested, you are giving away your complimentary coaching service to the man, okay, to the men in the house, especially if you're at this moment in time, nandito po kayo ngayon, okay? Coach John, another gift is to have a complimentary coaching session. So we cannot read all your questions. We cannot read all your thoughts tonight, but thank you for sharing your thoughts. Thank you for sharing your insights. To all of you saying it's a beautiful conversation. It's an inspirational one that you like tonight's topic. Push it a little further. Coach John Dihoya is willing to give you a complimentary coaching sessions to help you walk back to life. Okay. The sleepers that the couple's been giving is a symbol that we can all walk for life, starting with every walk that means love. So Coach John, marami pong salamat. Thank you for blessing the space. Thank you for being a channel of truth, of authenticity. Thank you for allowing us to believe that it's possible to hold the rope for all the women, for all the wives out there. It's possible. The man can go back. The man can walk back to love, can walk back in our home, can walk back in the relationship as you continue to hold the rope. Maraming salamat. Thank you for being part of U-Turn. Thank you for being part of everything that we're doing here at the new channel. Join me again next Wednesday for another life-changing, inspirational episode here at U-Turn, only at the new channel, only at TNC. This is Master Coach A, sending blessing to every home, sending love, and sending prayers that as we believe in love, everything is possible because God is love and God have given us the most gracious, unconditional love. You too can give it out because you have received it first. Good night, everyone. This is Master Coach A. Peace out. Good night. See you again next Wednesday.